Welcome to the Flash Entertainment Edition. In today's episode, we're diving into the transformative power of resurgence in the entertainment industry. We'll explore the multifaceted dimensions of creativity and resilience, witness the birth of a modern icon on Broadway, and gear up for the grandeur of the Eurovision Song Contest. Stay tuned for an insightful journey through art's ability to innovate, inspire, and unite. To start off, we're delving into a compelling feature from the New York Times Magazine titled Beginners, which celebrates the essence of starting anew in the creative process. Sean, can you take us through the highlights of this exploration?
Absolutely, Wendy. The Beginners issue artfully navigates through personal and professional journeys of artists, focusing on the roller coaster experiences marked by challenges and the profound opportunities for growth. A notable narrative centers on Jon Bon Jovi and his reflective journey on Bon Jovi's 40-year legacy, intersecting with broader themes of reinvention and artistic innovation.
How do established creatives like Bon Jovi view their early works within this context?
They often regard them with a mix of nostalgia and critical perspective, which is vital for understanding the continuous evolution of an artist's identity and approach. The feature also shines light on the excitement and uncertainty faced by newcomers embarking on their first major projects, showcasing the resilience and curiosity that define the creative spirit.
That's a fascinating angle. And the magazine also highlights late bloomers, correct?
Indeed. It underscores that it's never too late to start anew or to gain recognition, affirming the transformative power of art. Parallel to this theme, insights from Bon Jovi's extensive concert history underscore their commitment to evolution and fan engagement, emblematic of the resilience celebrated in creative endeavors.
Thanks, Sean. The New York Times Magazine's Beginners issue, alongside Bon Jovi's enduring legacy, truly illustrates the complexities and rewards of the creative process. Moving on, let's hear how innovation and emotional depth are being brought to the stage on Broadway. In the dynamic world of Broadway, a new beacon of innovation has emerged in Ali Louis-Borsky's portrayal of Tommy Walker in the revival of The Who's Tommy. Laura, tell us more about this revitalized vision.
Wendy, Borsky brings a fresh perspective to his iconic role, combining raw emotion with a touch of his personal identity struggles. Raised in a diverse cultural environment, he navigates his path through acceptance and self-discovery, which deeply resonates with Tommy's narrative.
It sounds like Borsky's unique background played a key role in his approach to the character.
Absolutely. His commitment and distinctive interpretation were praised by the original creators, with Pete Townshend himself acknowledging Borsky's nuanced portrayal. Moreover, Borsky embodies the role of a cultural ambassador, spotlighting Arab-American narratives within Broadway.
What an inspiring journey. Ali Louis-Borsky's ascent from an outsider to embracing his multifaceted identity echoes the very essence of The Who's Tommy. Speaking of transformative journeys, let's turn our attention to the excitement brewing for the Eurovision Song Contest. Rachel? As Europe blooms with spring, so does the anticipation for the 68th Eurovision Song Contest. Rachel, can you shed light on what makes this year's contest so anticipated?
Certainly, Wendy. Set in Malmö, Sweden, this year's contest is buoyed by not just Sweden's recent Eurovision victory, but also the 50th anniversary of ABBA's Waterloo. Despite challenges like political controversies and security concerns, Eurovision remains a vibrant celebration of diversity, national pride, and the unifying power of music.
That's intriguing. How does the competition plan to navigate these issues?
Swedish police have prepared for potential protests, emphasizing the event's focus on unity despite Europe's complex political landscape. The contest showcases a diverse range of performances, embodying Eurovision's mantra of being united by music.
Thanks, Rachel. The Eurovision Song Contest indeed represents a spectacle of sound and unity in the face of adversity. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Entertainment, we've witnessed the power of creativity to both innovate
and inspire. From the resilience of artists and musicians to the grand celebrations of Eurovision, the spirit of entertainment has once again proven its ability to connect and uplift us all. Knowledge and entertainment on demand.